Welcome to CWS Christian Writing and Speaking. I'm your host, Jackie Wilson, and our guest is a wife, a mother of three amazing kids, author, speaker, and transformation and restoration coach. She strives to share Jesus with others so they can see the hope, change, love, joy, peace, mercy, and grace. She emphasizes that when you say yes to Jesus, your whole world changes, and that's when the fun starts. She continuously seeks to advance herself through such programs as Emerge School of Transformation and Stage to Scale by Advance Your Reach. Soon you will see her name on the fifth edition of Voices of the 21st Century Women. And she also has an amazing business called Bright Spots. Let's welcome our guest for today, Kim Combs. Kim, we're so excited to have you here today.
Well, thank you, Jackie. I am so excited to be here and so honored to be a part of this platform with you. Thank you so very much.
Yes, I absolutely love your message. One of the things that we didn't mention in your introduction is you always try to share with people how they can feel their God-sized hole. I want you to tell people about that.
Well, you know, it's so funny. If you think about just your life in general, you have probably had spaces, and I'm sure all of your listeners and viewers have probably had spaces where, I don't know, they don't feel enough. They don't feel fulfilled. Maybe if they're a wife, they have times where they don't feel like they're a good enough wife, or they don't feel like they're a good enough mom, or they're juggling all these different balls, right? And they feel like they've dropped one, or one has to be higher than the other to balance. And we're seeking different things, yes? Like we're seeking that fulfillment, whether it's in our job or it's in our family or if it's in our marriage, wherever it is. And I like to call that a God-sized hole. Because really, the only thing that can fill that is God.
Yeah.
If we really focus our eyes truly, truly, truly like 100% on Him, it just doesn't get filled.
Yeah. And I think it happens that way because there are all of these societal expectations about who we should be. And then if you concentrate on one thing, it is like, well, you're not concentrating on this, and so you're not good enough. If you go to work, how can you be a great mother? If you stay at home, you're not smart enough. It's all of these things that are constantly coming at us to tell us that we are not good enough. But we also know that is the enemy's way of tearing us down and not allowing us to be fully what God wants us to be.
Well, and that's so part of the journey that He's walked me through, which is what I offer back to other women or people in general, women typically, usually moms with multiple kids and higher level jobs or stressed where they're doing multiple things like yourself, as we've talked in the past. I like to help them really get grounded in God, because if you can really ground yourself in Him, and we peel back all those lies and all those stories, right? We're so good at telling ourselves stories. I mean, we really are so good at that. You know, you may have the littlest failure, and it's not really failure. It's a place and an opportunity for growth. And it's a place to say, okay, God, why am I here? What are you showing me? What am I to glean from this? What am I to change? What am I to transform? How are you working in my heart? How are you working in my life in this situation? And so I just try to teach those techniques of how to do those things for yourself by tuning into Him.
Yeah, and I think it's important to realize that God is the connecting factor for all of those different spaces in our lives. We often forget that God cares about the little things and the big things in our lives. That if He would care enough about, like in a Bible, an axe head falling into the water, and the guy was panicking because he said, "It's not mine, I borrowed it." You know, and He gave the right word so that, you know, He could retrieve that. He cares about all of these small things and these big things, but oftentimes we withhold some of those small things because we feel like, oh, I can handle it. Oh, it'll be fine. You know, I don't want to bother God with it, as if He doesn't already know that, you know, we need help with these things.
Yeah. I think if we look at our lives, it's like a puzzle, right?
Yeah.
all these little pieces. And he's kind of shown me this a couple different ways, but first and foremost, we're a puzzle. Yes. So we have all these different pieces, and really until we give them all over to him, each and every piece, he's not yet fulfilling that full puzzle until we really surrender each and every one of those pieces. And then he's also kind of been showing me actually this week that each of us are pieces in this puzzle. And so he's putting each of us together also to come up with that master plan, that master creation.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is important that once we find our spot, like you've found your spot where you're helping women to realize what they need, when you start connecting all of the pieces together, we start seeing a bigger picture of what God truly wants from us. And I think that's just an amazing illustration as we truly imagine it. It is an amazing illustration to know that I am a part of something so much bigger than what's going on in my life. And honestly, I feel like if we keep that focus, saying, you know, if you have children, your children are bigger, a bigger part, are part of a bigger plan, I think you will start to see things differently. I want to hear more about your business, because that is what you do through your business, is you help women to see themselves the way God wants them to see themselves.
Yeah. So I'm in the process right now of finishing up a course. Mm-hmm. And it's the 7 milestones, if you will, or pieces to the journey that he's taken me on. So I stepped out of corporate America, gosh, just about 2 years ago now, where I was in sales and marketing for my whole life. And so I've sat across the table from so many people to determine what's the truth and what's not the truth, and how can I help you? What's the problem that I can solve for you and your business? And just started really showing me that the things that he's placed inside of me are opportunities to help other women walk through different phases of life, transformation, restoration, whether it's loss of a parent. I've lost both of my parents, whether it's divorce. I've been through that. I look at my laundry list of things that I've overcome and I'm like, wow, I've had a crazy life. But I think that he's walked me through all of those spaces so that I can speak life into those places and really help women restore everything that Jesus died for, because he came and he hung on that cross, right? For divorce, for sickness, for loss, for death, for all of it. Nothing we can go through, he didn't overcome. There is nothing we can go through that he hasn't been through, walked through, seen, felt. And so as a restoration coach, I really like to help women. I like to shine his light into them to help them see who they really are. I like to help them break off those lies that they may be telling themselves, that I'm not a good enough mom, I'm not a good enough wife, whatever it may be. I failed in a marriage. Whatever it may be, as opposed to looking at those spaces and those times as shameful and as failures. How do I get through that? What are you teaching me here? Yeah. How do I come out on the other side of that, who I really am? Who you call me to be? Who did you create me to be? Who do you say I am? You know, our value isn't in me as a mom. It's not in me as a restoration coach. It's not in me as a wife. It's in me as a child of the one true King.
Yeah.
I'm his. He set me aside. He set you aside. He sets each and every one of us aside. And so how do we really step into that? And I think once you, and I'm still stepping into that. I mean, I think we step into that in different levels until the day we go back home. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying, oh, I'm a full-blown expert. I know it all. No, I'm walking it with you.
Yeah.
Which I think is so important, because we need to walk it together. We really do.
Yeah. And I think people forget, and I recently shared with somebody else on a different interview, that the things that we go through are like stepping stones. They're going to take us to another level, that we shouldn't beat ourselves up about some of the negative circumstances in our life. A lot of things we have no control over, and a lot of things God allows just because he needs us to go to a different level. And the only way we will get there is if we are stretched. And sometimes the stretching it just doesn't feel good. It just doesn't. But when we start to walk in who we are and who he has called us to be, you know, and start just shining for him, man, it is the greatest feeling. I'm similar to you, where God called me off of my job and told me to step into the ministry realm and to start providing empowerment to children. And now I've expanded in ways I never thought I would expand. Never thought, you know, that this would be what my circumstance is. But thank God for it. I believe it is one of the best decisions that I've ever made in life, because it is so fulfilling to look at the people that you are helping and know that you are fulfilling your purpose and you're helping them fulfill their purpose.
Well, and it's so important, especially in today's day and age, from an empowerment standpoint. We so often don't realize the power inside of us.
Yeah.
We have Christ living inside of us. We have the Holy Spirit to guide us.
Yes.
We really come to understand that you truly are unstoppable. I mean, you can do it. I don't want to say it sounds cliche, because it doesn't, but you know, his word tells us that I can do all things through Christ. I mean, we really, really, really can. If you would have told me 2 years ago when I stepped out that I would be where I am today, I would have told you were crazy. And the things that I've seen him do in my life through me ever since the day I started saying yes, like really, truly 100%, like you laying it down at the altar and saying yes. I mean, his plans are so much greater than our plans. His ways are so much higher than our ways. And when we can get ourselves out of the way and when we can just say yes and step into that, that's when the magic really, truly does happen. And so it's a privilege to be able to speak into other women's lives and gather women in groups and, you know, teach them the ways that he's teaching me and help them find freedom, help them fill that God's hole, because it really is about freedom in him. He died for us to be free.
Yeah. And I think once you start walking in your purpose, there is a freedom that is almost inexplicable. I remember waking up the first Monday after I had left my job, and I just felt truly free. Like there was something greater, and I was so excited. I was just filled with excitement because I was like, I am free, you know? And we all want people to feel that freedom. But the only way you're going to get there is you got to say yes, and you got to start that walk. Can you talk about some of the challenges that you faced when you had to say yes, before you said yes, some of the challenges that, you know, you have gone through?
Sure. Boy, that's a great question. So, well, as I mentioned earlier, so my father passed. He passed. Well, gosh, that was like a three punch moment. So my father was sick. He had some heart issues and he had a hernia operation that had gone sideways. Mm. Ended up a 2.5 year jaunt, which ended up him losing his life. And so within that exact same time frame that he was going through his sickness, my husband had lost his job and my mother-in-law had moved here to help. She now lives with us, but at that point she was living in Florida. And so she had come to stay and help out. And then she ended up deciding to go back to Florida at that point. So there were, I mean, things that, like, I look at it now and I'm like, oh my goodness. Like, and I had a baby, so I was on maternity leave. Mm-hmm. So here we're deciding, am I going back to work? We have 3 children now and they were all under 5. Wow. So somebody should probably stay home. And be fully present. And so we were determining if I was going to go back, if, you know, what did that all look like? And then my dad was really, really ill. He was on the end of his life, which you don't know that at the time, but it, now that I look at it, and my mother-in-law was leaving. And so my husband ended up staying home and, well, he had lost his job. And so I went back, but it was such a blessing because I could not have spent the time I was able to spend with my father during that time. And I would never have been able to get through any of that. And, I mean, he stepped up and he raised the kids and he made the meals and cleaned the house and did the laundry. And I mean, he just did everything. And looking forward on that, even now, I see that helped him have a better understanding of what women go through and what working woman would go through. So I walked through that, which was, you know, pretty difficult, but there were always bright spots, which is why I named my company what I named it. There were always these places and spaces where it's just blessings, bright spots. You know, maybe it was people who came alongside of me and did things that were helpful, or people who spoke life into us, or would just make a meal and drop it off and be like, I know you guys are going 100 miles an hour. Family showing up just at the door. Hey, I feel like I'm supposed to be here. You know, that happened a couple times when I was literally with my mom, like no one to give the kids to. And I don't know, just there's been a lot with loss with him in particular. And then I walked through my mom also getting sick and her passing, and same thing. There were so many friends who came alongside me and my family came alongside me, and just able to walk through all of that and not let bitterness and lies set in, because those are such places where the enemy just wants to weaken you, take hold, blind you, confuse you. No, it's not a place where he's coming to help you. So how do you walk through that and walk through that successfully?
Yeah, and I think you said a couple of important things. One, that even in the midst of trouble, God will provide bright spots, and that people can be the bright spots that people need to see. Because if they're listening to God and doing what he has asked them to do, they will show up at just the right time, be at just the right place for God to use them. I think that's amazing.
You know, that is so important that you just picked that out too, because that really parlayed into me of recognizing those times. And so now to walk in obedience and to hear if he'll say something like, do something for somebody, it makes it much easier for me to be like, that makes absolutely no sense. Like, why in the world do you want me to do that? That's so outside of my comfort zone. Instead of going to that place, now I'm like, okay, you said to do it. I know you've got a reason. I may never see your reason, and that's okay. But I want to step into that. I want to give my yes.
Yeah, I love that. Tell people how they can connect with you on social media, or if you have a website.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for asking. So part of my saying yes parlayed into this group that I have on social media, and it's on Facebook, and we're called Warriors in Christ. And so they're welcome to find me there. And it's just, again, it's Warriors in Christ. Or they can send me an email note. And my email is kim@brightspots.life. That's kim@brightspots.life. Part of what he's doing through me is he's creating this, I call it the Warrior One movement. Mm-hmm. And well, this is just a crazy story, but I'm going to share it with you. So I legitimately went through 31 days of chasing wisdom. It was this 31-day wisdom challenge. And I went to bed January 31st, 2020. So last year, I was so excited. Like, I totally knew who I served, what's the problem I solved. And my whole life I've been in sales and marketing. So those are the jargons that we use, you know, who do you serve and what problem do you solve? And so I went to bed. I was so excited. I was like, okay, it's a younger me. It's a woman who is juggling multiple kids, high pressure job, married, running as fast as they can, right? This crazy busy life, who knows there's a Lord and wants to serve that Lord somehow higher. And so I went to bed and I was like, okay, I'm so excited. I was literally up to like 3 a.m, cutting videos and just doing all sorts of business things, right? And I woke up the next morning and there were 10 connections on my Facebook, and they were from India, Africa, and Pakistan. I didn't know any of these people. I should also maybe preface by saying about a year before that, the Lord had kind of put it in my heart to start posting scripture. And I was like, well, okay, that's kind of weird. Like, why do you want me to post scripture on Facebook? I mean, my friends are going to think that's crazy, but maybe. And I I really just felt him say, what if that's the only Jesus people see?
Mm.
Okay, then I'm going to do it twice. And so I did. I like for a whole year straight, now that I look at it, I would do it in the morning and then I would do it like at the end of the day. And so these 10 connections were pastors, missionaries, ministers, apostles, bishops. Nobody knew anybody. Nobody was connected. And there were 10. And I thought, well, that's really weird. Okay. And I have a 15-year-old. So we teach, you know, we don't just accept friends or we don't accept people we don't know. This is a stranger.
Right.
But I felt like I was supposed to connect. And so I said, okay, I'm going to connect. And so I did. But of course, like any good person in sales their whole life, I looked into each and every one of them and read their bios and looked at pictures. And I was like, okay, they seem harmless. They seem legitimate. And so I said yes to all of them and told my husband about it. I'm like, this is kind of weird. I had some connections today on Facebook and I haven't had connections in a long time. And they were all from different countries and they were all men and all in ministry and things like that. And he's like, well, that's kind of weird. And I was like, I know. Well, I went to bed and the next day there were 20.
Wow.
And so same thing. Took me quite a bit longer to kind of scrub through them, if you will. And they all seemed legit and still nobody was connected. And I thought, oh, this is really weird. But I said yes again. And I asked, you know, should I do I say yes? And he's like, yeah, say yes to all of them. Okay. So the next day there were 40. The day after that, there were 80. Then there were 160. And through the course of, now this is February, month before the pandemic. So this is February 2020. And by the end of February, there were almost 5,000 connections.
Wow.
And from sales and marketing and using Facebook, I'm like, well, let's just start a group. Let's put them all in a group. What do you want me to do? He was like, I don't want you to do anything. I just want you to keep accepting people. And so now my messages are going crazy. My phone is ringing all the time. People are calling. I'm like, what the heck is going on? And by like day four, I think there were over 100 and something. I remember clear as day, I sat on my step and I journal. Like that's how I talk to God. I sit in my quiet space and I journal with him. And so I like to call it journaling with Jesus. And so I sat on the step and I always go in my bathroom, which I know sounds kind of crazy, but that's like my war room. And I couldn't even like take myself in my bathroom. Like I was like sitting on my steps and like, and I had like this false belief that I have to be in my bathroom in the morning. It has to be quiet. Like I had this whole list of rules of how I could hear him in my journaling, which is silly in itself. But I remember sitting on the steps. I'm like, just give it to me now. Give it to me straight. Like, what is going on? Mm-hmm. And it was like a page and a half of just, I want you to make me real. I want them to see you as a real person. And I want you to bring me to life for them. I want them to see me through your eyes. And I, of course, all these questions. I don't want these people who don't know me to know my children. I don't want them to see my life. And I post a lot socially through my family and what we're doing. And my kids are in sports. And I don't know. It was very, very uncomfortable. I mean, life has been super uncomfortable since I quit my job, to be quite honest. But a good uncomfortable, like a very uncomfortable. But, and so fast forward, by the end of that month, I'm like, okay, can we start a group now? And he said, yes. You can start a group. And somebody had prophesied over me, this wounded to warrior house that they had seen with these multicolored flags coming up at this big white building where people were walking in wounded and walking out warriors.
Wow.
And what stuck to me is, again, my whole life has been in sales and marketing, right? You talked about this possibly being on Pandora, and I worked at Pandora. That's where I'd left when I'd stopped my corporate gig. I was in sales at Pandora. And so, he had prophesied this over this White House, wounded to warrior, people walking in, walking out warriors, these multicolored flags, which now I understand mean different nations.
Yeah.
And he had said, you will not need to market. I was like, whatever. I've been in marketing and sales my whole life. Like, you don't tell somebody who's in that they're not going to need to market. But really, in 30 days, he brought this group, which now Warriors in Christ on Facebook is over 500 and something people. Again, it's predominantly people from India, Africa, Pakistan, and the United States. There's a couple others from a couple other countries, but that's the lion's share of where people come from. And it's about encouragement. It's about inspiration. It's scripture-based. I do teachings in there. We did a 31-day challenge where we walked through the Proverbs ourselves. We did that in March. All sorts of different things, but we prayed other. We pray for one another. There's prayer requests. And it's really just about walking life together and encouraging and inspiring. And so that's probably the best place to find me.
Yeah.
What I'm all about.
Great. That sounds great. Just so many little nuggets that you've shared with the people today. And I know you're going to touch some people's lives and change some people's lives with your words. If you have one final thing that you would like to leave with the people, what would it be?
Just ask him. I was taught a couple years ago in the morning to just say, okay, Papa, what do you want me to do today? Mm-hmm. And then listen. And then try really hard to do what he says.
Yeah.
And especially in those places where you're like, that makes no sense. That is crazy. Why would I do that? Those are the best places to make sure you really lean in, because that's really where the magic happens.
That's right. Really,
he's using you.
Yeah. Thank you so much for being here, Kim. It has been a pleasure to hear your story and to just learn how you are helping people being that bright spot that they need. Because really, if they will find themselves where they need to be, if they will put themselves there by saying yes, they can be bright spots in other people's lives themselves. So thank you so much for joining us today. People, you heard her. Make sure you connect with her. A lot of wisdom in what she has said. And thank you again for joining us for another episode. Until next time.